Hello, if you'd put Alan Hall on this line, please.
Why, certainly.
Thank you.
Go ahead, please.
Hello, Alan. Hi, Ed. I'm going to be having dinner in Rome, is that right?
It's at the Trink House. It's actually a town outside of Utica.
Oh, I see. Are Rome and Utica very close together?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so essentially they're the same area.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
That's right, they're very close by.
Okay.
So you'll overnight, after leaving Syracuse tomorrow afternoon, you'll drive to Utica.
Right.
Tomorrow evening, and after you get there, you'll have some personal time, about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll have dinner in a small town outside of Utica.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday morning, we'll begin the day in Utica, going to the Utica re-election headquarters.
Okay.
First, and we'll do the same routine there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have informal press coverage, local press coverage.
Okay.
This is the Utica re-election headquarters.
Right.
And from there, we will drive to the Utica Mutual Insurance Company headquarters.
Yes.
In New Hartford, New York, and there we will meet the president and chairman, the president of the company, and he happens to be the chairman of the Northeastern New York Business and Industry Committee to re-elect the president.
Right.
And this gentleman will take you on a tour of part of the Utica Mutual Insurance Company headquarters, where you will have an opportunity to meet a number of his staff members, primarily women employees in the company. Now, this is a new idea, and there's no news value in it, per se.
No.
But it's an opportunity to meet people.
Well, people are easy to meet. Unless they're doing absolutely volunteer work for us, it'll do his insurance company a lot of good, I'm sure. But I don't see what it has to do with the campaign, except for him, the fact that he's head of this businessman's group.
Yes, that's true. I think his... Okay, one way of looking at this, that's correct, and the other way might be that it offers us an opportunity to meet a large group of people.
No media there.
No media.
Yeah.
There's no news value in that, per se. It simply offers us an opportunity to...
I don't think it's going to make... In other words, meeting volunteers, people are working, yes, but these are just meeting people in the company, a few people. And the only reason we go into a factory is that we will meet the people, but it's a good setting for the media, too, a photo opportunity.
That's
this,
right.
This gives us no media setting, and I don't see how much good it will do, that type of an event. Are we already locked into that?
No, these are all just, these are proposals.
What else do they propose?
They haven't proposed, other than this...
I'm perfectly willing to meet with him over lunch just to talk with him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, that's part of it, but let's see what else they can come up with.
Okay. Okay. I think, there is no media value in that event. It's just an opportunity to meet a large number of people in a very short time. And
how many people would we meet?
Okay, I think we could meet 100 people.
Forget it. I mean, dressing volunteers with the media there, it's great. Because they see there's a volunteer organization, they all see themselves on TV, and they've taken part in a big event, and builds up the headquarters as a center of activity, and, you know, there's a lot of offshoots around. Doing this, it does nothing but build up his insurance company, and we don't particularly want to be identified with building up insurance companies with our campaign.
Okay.
You know, of course, he's a contributor, he's helping out, and we like to talk with him, and that's good. And we can do that some other way, or I can meet him at the headquarters, or I could stop by there and say hello to him if he is absolutely vital. But to spend time there, it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. Yeah, it's a different event, certainly. And I think the proposal was made in an effort to use the time as wisely as they could with the available events there.
Mm-hmm.
Their proposal was, following that, to go to a local high school,
mm-hmm.
the Whitesboro, New York High School,
mm-hmm.
and meet with approximately 400 social studies students,
mm-hmm.
assembled in an auditorium.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
You would be met by the principal and the social studies teacher and the president of the student council.
Okay.
And they also have a young gal there who's the Whitesboro High School coordinator for young people for Nixon.
That's great. Now, I ought to have a picture with her in advance. They ought to get a photographer out there and all that. or we can do that at the headquarters if that's if she wants to do it that way. But she ought to get some publicity for what the work she's doing.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about having press coverage there?
No press coverage inside, especially with social science students.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a bad thing. No press coverage.
Okay. I suggested that maybe by Jim Cavanaugh that maybe you might want to relate the Colby King story there.
Okay.
Getting things done.
Is this a black college?
No, it's not. It's high school. It's not a black group, but
okay.
In fact, it's a story. You know.
Okay. Good. Right.
People getting
yeah.
Done.
Right. That's okay. I'll ask Jim. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Depart the Whitesboro High School. We'll spend approximately 30 minutes there.
Okay.
And we'll go to the Rome State School.
It's right.
School for mentally retarded.
Right.
And meet the director.
Okay.
And also the gentleman who is the president of the Rome State School Civil Service Employees Association.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that again?
Okay, it's a long title. It's the Rome State School Civil Service Employees Association.
Right.
Strongest government employees union in upstate New York.
Right.
This fellow happens to be a Nixon man.
Right.
And we would just go to the mentally retarded school, meet with the staff, and observe one of their classes in operation.
For mentally retarded people.
Right.
Okay, no
press coverage.
Good.
And spend 20, 25 minutes there.
Okay.
And they have 125 staff members, so we could meet many of the staff members and observe one class and then leave.
Okay, fine.
And from there proceed to Rome, New York, for the re-election headquarters drop by.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll go to the Oneida County Airport, which is outside of Rome.
Right.
Fly by private aircraft to Schenectady. Well, when we arrive in Schenectady, we will proceed to the re-election headquarters there.
Yeah.
And we'll meet the chairman of the office as well as one congressional candidate, John Ryan.
Okay.
And that will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony, a grand opening ceremony at the Schenectady headquarters.
Okay.
We're planning a crowd-raising effort. They're going to have a band, I understand.
Oh, great.
A big ceremony. A big
okay,
crowd.
Great.
And that'll be, they're hoping to capture part of the noontime lunch crowd.
Right.
This will take place at 1:45.
Okay.
We'll spend a little over 30 minutes there.
Okay, now maybe they want to catch the noontime crowd earlier, about if it's a 12 o'clock crowd. Can we move it up just a bit?
We'll try.
And since we're canceling an event earlier, first of all, the insurance company is a nothing thing.
Okay.
The mentally retarded school is really
light.
It's a zero. It's just a filler, and it doesn't make sense to do that either. The high school makes sense because we're getting volunteers out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's good to do the mentally retarded because I like to do things like that because it's good, just in general principles. But let's see if we can move the Schenectady thing back so we will get the noontime crowd.
Okay.
And tell them I can be there earlier. Since I'm leaving by private plane, we can leave earlier.
That's fine. Okay.
So why don't you see if they can do that?
I'm sure we can.
Okay. And then squeeze out, if you have to, both of those events and just leave the high school one.
Okay. Okay. Following the Schenectady headquarters grand opening, and that'll be a event with a lot of fanfare, we'll go to Troy, New York, and we'll participate there in a similar program for the grand opening of the Troy re-election headquarters.
So, good.
You know, a big crowd and a band in similar circumstances.
Okay.
And there we'll meet with Congressman Carlton King from the 29th Congressional District.
Okay.
And spend approximately 40 minutes and then proceed to the Russell Sage College about 3:30 for a reception with the YRs, Young Voters for the President, and College Republicans.
Good.
And from Russell Sage College, Rensselaer Polytech Institute, and Albany State College.
Good.
And actually a fourth school called Siena.
Good.
So there's four schools. And
right.
YRs and Young Voters from those schools.
Right.
So I would recommend that we spend approximately 30 minutes there.
So how many people will be there?
Well, they're shooting for 150.
Okay, 30 minutes. Maybe we can stretch that out a bit if we...
Yeah, we'll be in no real hurry.
Good, so let's stretch that out a bit. Give them enough time that I can get to meet them all, maybe 40 minutes.
Okay.
I'll leave a little bit of extra time there so we can spend more time if we want.
Okay. Yeah, we have an open end there.
Okay.
Now, the airport, we proceed to the Albany airport from there.
Right.
And we're trying to arrange to catch a 5:10 flight.
Back to Washington?
Back to Washington.
That sounds great. Now, the three big openings there. plus we have the high school and the Republican. So those are really four good partisan events that we've got. Four good partisan events plus the high school, plus the mentally retarded.
Admittedly, you know, there are situations when you tend to look for filler.
Right.
Something to keep, just to fill the time.
Right.
So that you're meeting people.
Okay.
Sometimes our direction is just dictated by the plane schedule.
Right. Well, the first
link in this case it is, though.
No, it's not. So let's see if we can get that move back to noontime so they can really get a good crowd there.
Okay.
And that can help them out.
Okay.
And then scratch the insurance company thing. I'll meet with the fellow if he wants me to talk with him briefly. If the financial people think that that's very important.
Okay.
And then go on.
Okay.
Now, I would like some background, if you could get it for me, on parochial schools. Because I think at the Jesuit college I'll be going to, I'll be asked on that.
Okay.
I'm going to that tomorrow, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And regarding the event for Saturday morning at the Mayflower Hotel.
Right.
I talked with Dave Parker, and your participation in that will be canceled. It's a possibility the president will go.
Okay.
They said even in the event that the president does not go, he didn't think it was appropriate that you participate in that.
Okay, fine. Then, so I will have Saturday morning essentially off and go to the Student Day Parade Saturday afternoon.
That's right.
And then Saturday evening?
Saturday evening is the dinner in New York for the Student Day.
Okay. Now, do we know about Mayor Lindsay in that yet?
We're checking. Mayor Lindsay has not accepted or regretted on his invitation.
Okay.
To participate. I understand that he normally goes to, you know, activities like that.
Right.
Last year he did not attend as Senate Representative.
Right.
The question that we're looking into now is whether Senator McGovern is going to attend.
Right.
We met with the chairman of the event today, and he said that McGovern called him personally yesterday and indicated that he would be coming to the evening reception.
Right.
The Commodore. So we're trying to determine now if that's the case.
In which case we will cancel.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're sort of wavering on one right now.
Right.
And I should know later this evening.
Also, please check and see if McGovern is dog-tailing me across upstate New York. Our paths just about cross, I think, at one point.
Okay.
So we want to make sure about that.
Okay.
Whether or not we're going to be meeting.
Okay. Now, as I know now, that's not the case.
Okay.
It just happens that he's in Rochester on Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got to leave now.
Okay, very good.
Okay, I think we covered everything.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Right.
Bye-bye.